morning and welcome to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law, a Gainesville-based law firm since 1971, founded by Jeffrey Meldon right here in Gainesville with offices in Ocala, South Florida, covering the entire Tri-County area through Miami-Dade County, Broward, and Palm Beach County, and now also with a brand new office in Columbia County up in Lake City. My name is Chris Qualman, and I'm here with Carrie Meldon, one of the owners and partners in the firm. Carrie, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Chris. I'm happy to be here. It's a great morning up here in Gainesville, Florida. It's the middle of April, and it feels just like the middle of April should. Very, very, very nice. There's a great breeze, not too hot. So as all of us know in North Central Florida, let's enjoy this weather while we have it, because the heat is coming.
It is. It is. You just heard, for those of you listening on 97.3 FM, it is going to be a very warm day. There are some potential showers coming and maybe a cooling off period in a couple of days. But it's one thing they say about Florida weather: if you don't like it, wait a few minutes, it'll change. So we want to wish everybody, though, a very safe and happy Easter and Passover weekend. Carrie, it is a holiday weekend, and I was doing a little bit of reading, you know, in anticipation of our theme for today, because we did set a theme for today's Law Talk Live, and that is talking about traffic offenses, in particular traffic signal offenses. So for any callers or any listeners who have any questions about traffic offenses, in particular blinker or signal offenses, please give us a call toll free at 1-877-975-9825. Let me say that again, 877-975-9825, and ask Carrie Meldon any question you may have regarding traffic offenses, including DUI. Carrie is a DUI defense specialist, having been a defense attorney for many years, a very successful one at that. But let's get a few other things out of the way. You know, Jeffrey, who's very proud of this program, he's been doing it now. This is our 20th year. We'll be having our 20-year anniversary of this radio show in just a very short period of time. We like to talk about the Gator Athletic Programs, being the official law firm sponsor of the Florida Gators. Very, very proud of the success of the Gator women gymnastics team, who are in just a couple of hours at 1 p.m. competing for the national championship. That's quite an accomplishment.
Oh yeah, they're absolutely excellent. The women's gymnastic team has a great tradition, and a lot of their gymnasts have won national championships in either individual events or overall events. And this year's team is no exception. Trinity Thomas is by far the star of the team.
She is.
And she is just absolutely phenomenal. I would urge any of y'all out there that may not follow gymnastics to give it a try today, because UF's thick into the national championship picture. And today they can come home with a trophy.
They are in second place right now, but barely. Right now, I think, Carrie, I saw the rankings this morning. Oklahoma is just barely, by just a microscopic amount, ahead of the Gators, and then followed by Auburn and Utah. So the four teams, Oklahoma, Florida, Auburn, and Utah, are competing at 1 p.m. today on ESPN for the national championship. Like you said, Trinity Thomas already won the gold for the all-around championship. I think she also won national championship honors for the floor and the uneven bars. So today is the team honors at stake. So by all means, watch that. And I also want to say a few words about some of our upcoming ticket giveaways. I know you and your father have put so much into the marketing and so much into these athletic giveaways. We've got coming up later this month, the week of the April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, we've got those same days. We have ticket giveaways for the softball, the women's softball against Arkansas, and also for the men's baseball against Tennessee. That will be a heck of a series. Tennessee has one of the best baseball teams in the country, not just the SEC. So, as always, if you want to apply for those free tickets, free ticket packages that include not just the tickets, but also gift certificates to local restaurants and all kinds of swag, go on our Facebook page, the Meldon Law Facebook page, and apply for those tickets. And it's you'll have an incredibly great time. Want to remind everybody, please give us a call, toll-free, 1-877-975-9825. Really, you can ask us anything. You got Kerry Meldon right here, an attorney with a tremendous amount of experience in personal injury law, criminal defense law, traffic offenses. Ask him anything. I'm volunteering his time and expertise to answer any question, Chris, you might have.
I appreciate the compliments, but I can only do so much. So this week's topic, as we have a question every week, and the purpose of the question is we're trying to figure out what are things that happen to everybody on a daily basis, and they want to know the answers to. And so this week's question is, can I get a ticket for not using my turn signal? Now, a lot of listeners out there have probably been in situations where they've been annoyed because the other car did not use their turn signal, so you didn't know if they were going straight, right, or left, and it gives you a little bit of pause because even if you have the right-of-way, you don't know if some car's going to cut in front of you. And a lot of times, for some reason, motorists do not like to use their turn signal. Have you seen that, Chris?
I've seen it, and I've probably been guilty of it on more than one occasion in my many years of driving.
Why is it so hard to use a turn signal? What's the reasoning behind that?
I really don't know. I think in my case, sometimes, let's just face it or admit it, we're in a hurry, we've got things on our mind. None of those are good excuses. But the real fact of the matter is, as I understand it, and perhaps you can explain it, you have to use your turn signal, right?
Well, That's a really good point. We're going to get into that in a second with regards to the Florida law. But I'm just trying to figure out, it's such a little bit of effort. I mean, really, that's true. It's not like, even if you're in a rush, doesn't mean you can't use your turn signal. I guess with the old cars, I'm not sure how a lot of the new cars are, I would get annoyed sometimes when I would use my turn signal and it wouldn't go off. And then you're driving all around with the turn signal on. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know. But when we get back, we'll actually tell you what the law is so you know or not you have to use your turn signal. So that was kind of our tease, and we'll give you the answer when we get back.
We'll be back in 30 to 60 seconds, whatever the case may be. You're listening to Law Talk Live with Kerry Meldon. We'll be right back.
Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community with programs like Law Talk Live on the Sky every Saturday at 10:30. You can also join our podcast, Meldon Law and Friends, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, and 37 other audio platforms. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City.
Hello and welcome back to Law Talk Live. And we are live here in the studios of 97.3 FM in Gainesville, Florida, broadcasting live, not just all over the state, but all over the internet, worldwide, wherever you may be listening. Give us a call toll free, 1-877-975-9825. Ask Kerry Meldon a question regarding traffic offenses. In particular, we're talking about the proper use of a turn signal. Mm-hmm. So, Kerry, before we cut to break, we were talking about the fact that so many drivers, myself included, I'll admit it, we sometimes are neglectful when it comes to using those turn signals. And like you said, maybe on older cars, it was an annoyance. It's been made so much easier with the way new cars are built now, but we still forget sometimes.
Well, guess what? We have an answer. In the state of Florida, if a vehicle is going to turn from a direct course or move right or left upon a highway, that's even if you're moving in the same direction, you're not making a right onto a different road, you have to use your signal, and the movement has to be done in a way that is within what's called reasonable safety in the event that other vehicle may be affected by the movement. So it's very complicated, but really what it means is that if there's any other cars that could be affected by your movement when you're on the road, you have to use your turn signal. Otherwise, it's a moving violation and you can get ticketed.
So it doesn't matter if I'm turning into a driveway or turning into a street. If I'm turning left or right, irrespective of where I'm turning, I need to use my signal.
As long as there's any other vehicles on the road that could be affected.
Okay. All right. That's a great point.
So that's the answer. So if you see another car on the road and they're coming the opposite direction, use your turn signal because they don't know where you're going. If you're going right or left, I mean, you know as well as I do, there's a lot of cars that make lefts on four-lane highways going each direction. at intersections, and if they don't use their turn signal, there's no left turn lane, then sometimes that can be very dangerous.
Carrie, how would that impact a personal injury case? Let's say that we have a case come in the door, and you know we're representing a victim, and it turns out in the course of our investigation, we find out that the offending party has violated that, didn't in fact use their turn signal. How would that impact the case?
Well, it's a good question, and the answer is you have to, you know, what I always try to have people look at is, you know, the mutual rules of the road, right? We all, when we get into a car, it's basically a dangerous instrument. It is a weapon. Mm-hmm. So we all agree when we get in the car to abide by the rules of the road. I mean, if you think about it, when you're on the interstate or even in driving in town, you're giving a lot of trust to other people. They're not going to try to kill you in their car because they very easily could. And that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons that DUIs are so serious. People don't usually mean to drink and drive. They make bad decisions, and because they're impaired by alcohol, they get in their car and they drive. And most of the time, thankfully, it doesn't result into an injury or accident with another person. But in the event that you get in your car and you're drunk and you drive over someone else and you kill them, even if you didn't mean to do it, it's going to ruin, absolutely destroy the other family's life. And even though the intent wasn't there, the result was devastating. And I know it sounds silly, but it could be the same thing with a turn signal. I mean, there's a reason that the legislature put turn signals being required in the statute, because in that event where someone doesn't use a turn signal and another car doesn't think that they're turning a certain direction and it ends up in a catastrophic accident where people die, mm-hmm. or people are seriously injured, then all of a sudden, you know, your life was turned upside down simply because you didn't do something that took a half a second. It's silly.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember your father talking about this once. So if we had a situation where somebody, you know, it was a he said, she said, an intersection, one side says the other says something completely different. But sometimes what might tip the scale in our favor is if you had a traffic citation issued to the other side, like failing to use a turn signal. And I think I remember hearing that you might even get a jury instruction to that effect in a trial. That might help establish negligence.
Well, obviously, the problem with a lot of what the police investigate, what happens with police investigations, they have to rely on statements.
True.
Because how many times does a police officer actually see an accident? Now,
very few.
Now, they will see a moving violation if they observe it and they ticket you for it. Mm-hmm. So in those circumstances, it's different. But yeah, I mean, just it depends on the evidence, whether how the instruction goes and how the jury will proceed. But what I'm talking about is not even about your case. It's just about having respect for other people's lives.
Understood. You sure. Know? Makes that, great. That's a great point.
That to me, I know it's silly, but use your turn signals is what I'm trying to say, especially, you know, at four stop intersections. I mean, how many, where there's no traffic light, right?
Sure.
I mean, you don't know if someone's going straight, if they're going right, if they're going left. That can be a really dangerous situation.
And on curved roads as well. I know without going into the specifics, we have a case like this right now where you've got a curved road and you might not even realize there's a car behind you, or you might not even know there's a car coming. And you're on a curve and you might want to be making a left or a right turn, and you're thinking, nah, there's nobody around. I'm not going to use my signal. But guess what? There's a car.
Right. And that's what's crazy about the world, really. I mean, we trust each other so much in these huge vehicles. I mean, I can't get over it. But it's because everyone that gets in the car believes in the rules of the road. And you have to. And those people that do not abide by the rules of the road, then they don't deserve to drive, and they're a danger to other people. And
absolutely.
So I'm pretty firm on this. You know, I'm not perfect. In fact, who was it? Was it a judge or a police officer? I don't know. Maybe it was another lawyer. Someone told me that the average motorist commits about 100 infractions a day driving their vehicle of some sort. That a police officer could pull them over 100 different times. The average motorist, I mean, whether it's, you know, failing to maintain a single lane for a certain amount of time, whether it's even speeding over the speed limit by a mile or two, whether it's not using your turn signal, whether it's, you know, and in fact, with the turn signal, there's actually more specificity as to how long you have to use it. If you want to go right or left, you're supposed to use it for not less than 100 feet prior to making that right or left. So, you know, what if you do it 90 feet in? You're technically breaking
the law.
That's
a very sobering statistic. I thought I'd heard everything, but I'd never heard that one before. Yeah. But it makes total sense.
Right.
What you're saying. So
think about what you're doing. You know, look, a lot of times the laws don't really result in anything bad. But it's that 1 out of 1,000 chance that you could have avoided the situation is what we're always looking at, is how to make things safer so we can be, have time with our families and be able to enjoy our lives without being screwed up because of someone else's stupidity.
You know, I did some research on something else that's related to this topic. I was thinking about the fact that this is a holiday weekend, and Easter Passover weekend does not rank at the top of the deadliest weekends, but it's still a holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's still a weekend in which a lot of people drive. Believe it or not, the worst, most deadliest weekend of the year is Memorial Day. For whatever reason, that is the weekend that has the worst and most number of fatalities. Easter is toward the bottom, but nonetheless, it still is much worse than a normal weekend. So we, on behalf of Meldon Law, urge people to follow Carrie's words. You know, drive defensively, drive very cautiously, follow the rules of the road, and look out for the other guy. You know, when you're out there driving, wherever you go.
I'm not here preaching because we're all imperfect. I make mistakes all the time, but the reason I'm telling you out there is that it does result in serious situations, which is why DUI is a big deal, because it can result in people dying.
It does.
And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the intention was or what caused the death. You can't go back in time and undo it. And that's all that matters, is that permanent results sometimes can be devastating.
Like to again remind our listeners, we're about to cut to a break, but call us if you have any questions, 877-975-9825. You are listening to Law Talk Live with Carrie Meldon. We'll be right back after this break.
Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. However, since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been your community partner as well. With over 600 scholarships awarded through our Meldon Law Scholar Athlete Program, as well as our Veterans Making a Difference initiative, Meldon Law now has offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. MeldonLaw.com, where we won't back down.
Hello and welcome back to the third and final segment of today's Law Talk Live with Carrie Meldon. My name is Chris Qualman. I am the Chief Investigator, Major Case Division Manager for the firm, and I do believe we have a caller on the line, so we do appreciate people calling. And again, please give us a call, 1-877-975-9825. If it's a question on a traffic infraction or a question about a personal injury case, whether it's a auto accident case, trip and fall, slip and fall, today is the perfect time to call and ask that question. And also want to say a couple words about your father. He's out on a trip, a much needed, much deserved vacation. Jeffrey, I don't know if you're listening from wherever you happen to be, but boy, I'll tell you what, if there's a man who deserved a vacation, it's your father. So where about is he right now, do you think?
Well, I know he's in Italy. So I got photos this morning from a text from him and his new wife, Patricia, and her two children. And they are at the La Buvetta in Rome. So
wow.
It looks like it's a pretty fancy restaurant. So I'm happy for him.
I am too.
You know, he's got a lot of traveling left in him, and this is an important vacation because he loves to go and you know, learn about the world. So let's take our caller without further ado. We don't want to leave him on the line too long.
Hi, who's on the line?
Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Do you have a question for Carrie?
I sure do. So I'm, the blinker issue, people are not taught that the blinker is a part of your car. They think it's an option. And that's where a lot of people, back when I took driver's training, man, you better use your blinker. Well, people don't do that anymore. So that's probably an answer. B, you know, I have a question. And living in Gainesville, this is a big deal to me.
Yes.
I have no desire to go down university because, you know... I'm sure a lot of people bitch and moan about this. Jaywalking to me is a big deal. I was taught you walk across where there's a sidewalk. But people are getting hit and killed. I know that's devastating. I'm not minimizing that issue.
Right.
But as a driver, what culpability is the person that chose to walk across the street knowing they're not supposed to? If I were to hit somebody that was not in a crosswalk, what would my defense be?
That's a great question, and there is a defense in certain circumstances. We have a lot of cases like that where people have been hit, and obviously, you know, the motorist has to be somewhat at fault for the collision. You know, a person can't just jump out in front of a car if the motorist has an opportunity to avoid. If you driving doesn't have the opportunity to avoid the accident. Chris is waving his hand over here. Chris, you want to?
Well, the only reason Carrie's 100% right. We have several cases like this right now. Without getting into the specifics, there are Florida statutes right on point that deal with what you're talking about, Kimberly. And I'll just say this: there is one statute in particular that deals with the conduct of pedestrians at a crosswalk. And the quick answer is yes. A pedestrian is required to use a crosswalk if there's a crosswalk. And if a pedestrian doesn't use the crosswalk when there's a crosswalk, that is a defense that you, the motorist, can use. That doesn't get you totally off the hook, but it can get you partially off the hook. Because Florida follows, and this is a lengthy explanation, but I'll just make it quick. Florida follows what's called a comparative negligence formula, meaning that they apportion fault in terms of maybe 50-50, 75-25. That could lessen your percentage of fault if it could be shown that the person should have been in the crosswalk. If there's not a crosswalk, the person is supposed to walk straight across the street rather than diagonally. So that's another defense. If the person was walking at an angle as opposed to straight across, you could use that defense as well. So you're asking excellent questions. And if you have more questions on that, give us a call and we'd be happy to talk with you more.
Please stay on the line. We want to get your name and number so we can send you a free gift for calling in. We appreciate your call. We got one other caller we got to take real quick. Jerry, thank you for being patient. Good morning. This is Carrie Meldon.
Good morning. I have a question. I think you mentioned earlier that it may be important if there was a crash or an accident and one of the drivers was sighted. And I was under understanding that that's not admissible in a lawsuit.
It's not. Look, the accident report is considered privileged in a lawsuit. I know Chris said that the citation could be used. In certain circumstances, you can get laws read into jury instructions, but there has to be other evidence than the accident report to be admissible. So if there's other evidence that is relevant, that's not protected under the privilege section of the accident report, then yes, you might be able to get a jury instruction. But most of the time, the reason that you have the accident report privilege, which essentially is that if you get into an accident, you have the obligation to stay and report to the law enforcement about the facts of the evidence. The reason that all that communication is privileged and the citation is inadmissible is that we're trying to encourage people to tell the truth and stay at the accident sites.
Oh, okay.
So there's a public policy behind it. And the citation is not per se evidence. And most of the time, the officers are not even at the accident scene, so they're just making their best guess as to who's at fault or not.
Yeah,
however,
I had a case where another driver ran into me, and an officer came, and the officer cited the other driver. In fact, the other driver pretty much admitted that it was their fault.
Right.
But then their insurance company refused to pay because they said there were no witnesses.
Right. So that's where we come into play, because we will fight the insurance companies on those issues. Their job is to deny as much as they can, because they're beholden to their shareholders, right? Mm-hmm. And so they don't want to pay out their coverages, even though they take your premiums every month. Our job is to fight them regardless of what they say. Heck, sometimes we have clients that get cited and the law enforcement officer was wrong, and we can actually overturn the decision of the police officer and recover despite our client getting cited for the accident. So I always say it's we do free consultations at Meldon Law. That doesn't, you know, there's no, all it takes is a little bit of your time and you'll get more clarity as to what your options are. And we always, always, always encourage people to give us a call. We're open in from 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday. Actually, we close a little bit early this Friday for Good Friday, but most of the time we're always open. So you can call us at 1-800-373-8000. Jerry, I want you to stay on the line. We have to end the show in a few minutes, but I want to be able to send you a free gift from Meldon Law. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Okay.
Don't hang up. We got Rob will take care of you. Okay. So, Chris, we're about to end another great show on this Saturday morning. And we had some really good calls this morning.
Terrific calls, both of them. Excellent questions.
And so at the end of the day, the answer to the question is, can you get a ticket for not using your turn signal? What's the answer to that question?
Yes, you absolutely can. And I loved what Kimberly said. She's right. It's part of the car. It's not an optional accessory. It's part of the motor vehicle.
Absolutely.
Use that darn blinker.
Kimberly, if we lost you, make sure you give us a call Monday morning. We'll send you a free gift. We got the best swag. So my dad is the king of swag.
He is. I'll tell you what. I was by the fan fest for a little bit before the Orange and Blue game. By the way, was that a great event or what?
What wonderful event.
That is the best Orange and Blue game overall. I have to give kudos to the Athletic Association. I want to throw that out real quick. Mm-hmm. Of all the years I've been going to Orange and Blue games, from start to finish, that's probably one of the best events I've ever seen.
I think we have a good coach. We have an athletic director that understands the importance of Gators and us moving forward. And we had a really good showing. I saw a bunch of Gator greats before the game, and the Meldon Law tent was popping.
It was.
Our Fan Fest events are always fun. We'll start announcing them on the radio as well. Okay, so we're wrapping up on another successful show. Chris, is there anything you want? Is there any events that you are aware of that are coming up in the next week that people need to know about?
Not really. Just, again, watch at 1 p.m. today. I can't say this enough. If you haven't watched Gator Gymnastics before, 1 p.m. on ESPN today, they're competing for the national championship. Watch them. They are so terrific. We already have an individual champion in Tiffany Thomas. Support these young ladies. They are the best athletes on campus, in my opinion. So let's give them all the support they deserve.
Great. All right. Well, let's send off another successful show with the Go Gators. Ready?
Right.
One,
two, three.
Go Gators!
From the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.